you might say, won't you, if you're having company for dinner, what would you say to them?
If you said.
Okay. Let's think of the word sit for a minute. Somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you
sit down?
So then he does what?
He sits.
And no one else was standing, so they all
sat.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say,
pass the potatoes.
But if you want them to go on without waiting for you to pass them, you might tell them to do what?
Help yourself.
All right, let's think of the word help for a minute. If you say to someone, he went ahead and did what?
Helped himself.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't, if you don't want to eat whatever it is, or if you don't like it, you might say, I don't
like it.
Okay. If the food had been cooked and served a second time, you say it had been
warmed over.
If you put food in your mouth and then you begin to do what to it?
Chew.
Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Gruel.
What do you call peas, beets, and the like?
Vegetables.
A small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables would be a
garden.
What is the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs, made of ground corn and boiled, served with salt and pepper and butter or gravy?
Grits.
What is the starch made from the inside of a grain raised either in Louisiana, Arkansas, or Texas? It is a staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese.
Rice.
And what are some names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages? Suppose it was not a very high quality and was made under very unsanitary conditions. Something that you might make rather than buy.
Popsicle.
All right. If when something's cooking and it's made a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just if something is pleasing to your nose, you say, and you'd want someone else to enjoy it, you say, just
smell it.
Right. You crush that cane and boil the juice and make what with
syrup?
Alright, if it's extremely thick, would you call it anything else?
No, because I know.
Alright, if you're talking about the syrup, and you want to distinguish between, say, syrup and another type of sweet liquid that you might eat, what would you call it?
Jelly.
All right, but let's get back to the kind that you might pour on something like pancakes. Besides syrup, would you call it anything else if it was really, really thick?
Not as I know of.
What about molasses? Do you?
Well, syrup, molasses are the same.
Okay, but you would call it syrup,
mm-hmm.
Right? When you're talking about molasses and about the thickness, how would you say that? Molasses, blank, thick.
Molasses are thick.
Okay. What do you call the sweet, sticky liquid that you put on flapjacks? Any other name besides syrup or molasses? Would you have another name for it? Okay, you wouldn't. What about the word maple syrup? Do you ever refer to it like that or just syrup?
We don't have maple syrup.
Right. If you're talking about something that's real, for example, you would say, this isn't imitation syrup, it's what?
Real cane syrup.
All right. When you see a belt or some piece of leather that's made